It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Tanji Show, a show that was designed with you in mind, a show that's founded on kingdom principles, literally helping you get from where you are to where you want to be. And it's a show that I get to do with my wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey, guys, we are all in the house together today. How's everybody doing, man?
Good. Good to be back.
Happy.
Oh, wonderful. We are about to have an amazing time because this is the seventh part of our I Have No Earthly How Many Idea series of what is the kingdom of God, what it is, and how we can literally live in the kingdom now and in the world to come. And it's a show that we get to do all things, guys, what's going on in the world today. And at the bottom of the hour, we've got a guest that I am just on pins and needles about because this man has literally taken the kingdom of God and is exemplified it in his life today, and it's remarkable about his story. And KJ is excited about that one too because he's got some need to know facts, and I'm excited about the latter part of this show today. But before we get into all of that good stuff, I wanted to make certain that we're all on the same page. For those who may be engaging with us for the very first time, this show is founded on a set of principles taken straight from the Bible. I kid you not. And the difference between a show that says, hey, let's go after what our big brother in Christ said go after, which was the kingdom and his righteousness, it is showing you practically where our lives are kind of at stake here, and we are living these principles every day. And it's sometimes not as nice as you may think that. However, when your mind has changed, everything else will follow. So the very first thing you have to do when you're thinking about, let me explore what this kingdom is, you got to change your mind, guys. You got to kind of, our big brother said, repent, which is basically change your mind from the way you were thinking to the way you ought to be thinking. So in our previous weeks of discussions, we demonstrated, we illustrated, and we kind of stated that the kingdom of God is not a religion. Religion is man's attempt to futilely find out who God is and how does he play a role in our lives. However, the kingdom of God is that invisible government that Niles spoke about on that video so eloquently put. It's a invisible government from him that we get to live out by doing a few things. One, we accept the fact that, okay, his way has got to be the best way. And then two, we accept the fact that he is who he says that he is. Why would you want to engage or follow someone who you didn't believe in the first place? So our compass is knowing that he is who he says that he is, and that we were created not only in his image and after his likeness, which means we function like him, we think like him, we have those characteristics of meekness and joy and peace and all of those that go along with having the character of our daddy. What I didn't want you to kind of have a mindset on was wearing the word Christianity as a label. Christianity in the essence of, or the original intent of the word was supposed to be lived as a lifestyle. Yes, we believe that we have already overcome or overcame anything that happens in our lives. It's how we think dictates what we do. So I'm not here to dispel any of what grandmama or anyone has passed down to you, because I too had it passed down. The only thing I'm saying is I had to leave a mentality that was dogma to get to that mentality that gave me liberty and freedom. And with that, it doesn't mean that I don't have situations or concerns. It just means that, one, after I've prayed about it, two, after I've planned, three, after I've prepared, four, I'm going to purposefully be executed in what it is that I have to take care of. Don't mean that I don't have concerns. It just means that I have to think a different way. That's all we're doing here when we talk about the kingdom of God. And I really, guys, I want to hear your, not just your opinion, because, you know, our opinion really kind of don't matter. I want to hear, what is it about this damn kingdom that keeps you showing up day after day and not losing your mind, not adhering to what you see, but going off what you know?
Okay, I will start. What keeps me coming back to the kingdom? Well, first off, it's my commitment to God. And then I guess commitment to myself. I really like what you said about free your mind and the rest will follow. Because I'm recently, the one thing that I've been focusing on is like the mind-heart connection. I feel like they all should be interconnected. So when you said that, I'm like, you know, that spoke to me. So I feel like, you know, when you are in a good place, you know, with God and so on, he will start to shape, mold your mind. You know, your heart, you know, your actions, your perspective and your overall vision. And in that, he anchors himself in you. Mm-hmm. And then people are able to see that. And then that radiates, you know, throughout, you know, your essence and who you are as a person. When you truly start to proclaim that God is the creator, you know, and this is his kingdom and I am a child in the kingdom. You know, and once you adopt that mindset, everything else, you know, follows, like you said. But with that, as we've been talking about on prior shows, it's really owning and discovering that power that is within you, you know, which is an extension, you know, of God, you know. So once you realize that you come from royalty, you know, once you realize that you come from the ultimate, most superior being on this earth and that ever existed, you start to have a certain bravado about you. You know what I'm saying? You start to feel a certain way. You start to walk and talk and communicate differently and so on. So in that walk with God, as you're walking with him, you become transformed, you know, and it's almost like his gift to you. You know, if you, I am your father, I am the creator. Here's the gift. Let me show you a little slither of what you will experience when you go with me. And once you get to that point, life just becomes much sweeter. Once again, your perspective changes. And you start to really live life on purpose, you know? You start to really wake up every day with a sense of just pride. Pride not in self, but pride that you have another chance to be rooted in the Creator. So therefore, you can smash all the activities and the tasks on, you know, your list today and so on. And everything else will just fall into place. I mean, that's how it's been for me. You know, it's first acceptance. But acceptance is also an action word. It's not absolutely like you speak it from your mouth, like, I accept, you know, the Creator. It's like, I accept, therefore I am walking this way. And when you walk that way, you will see that I am a testament of, you know, following the one and only Lord. Yeah. God.
Yeah. I love you, Niles. K-Day, take it away, because Niles did it, man. He did it.
You know, one thing that, like, kept me going is that I wanted to experience heaven on earth. You know, why do we only experience the great things when we get to heaven? So you're saying like we're just here and we're allowed to just, we don't experience the benefits here on earth? you know, but when we walk into, when we change our mindset, we actually see the benefits that Jesus walked through, that God has for us here in our personal life, you know, like, yes, life is hard. Yes, there are struggles. Yes, there are tribulations, but life doesn't necessarily need to be focused on that. You know, there are there are positives. There are different life is beautiful. I'll just keep it like that. Life is beautiful. The good, the bad, the ugly. I have found ways to laugh at all those areas. The good, the bad, the ugly. It's that internal peace, that internal joy, you know, that you give to other people, that you have for yourself. You know, and it multiplies. You know, that's one thing that I love, and that God places inside of me. You know, it's that. You know what? Even though, like, my car broke down, I'm still happy. You know, because like there are different things that are happening around me, and I just gotta take that in. Let me just stop for a second. You know, and it usually seeing the world in an entirely different lens, and that's what I find so beautiful about the kingdom.
I love it. I absolutely love that.
Some things just came to my mind. I think about the conversations that I've had with people who completely turned their lives around. You know, one person who I've always looked to is like Malcolm X, and to see where they were, you know, at one point in their life, and then you see them years or months later, and they're completely transformed, like almost to the point where you can't even recognize that person. It's like their mind has changed, their heart has changed, their actions have changed, their perspective, how they look at life and so on. And I'm like, the only thing and the only figure that can ever make a change like that is God. Because I'm like, you think about the story of like Malcolm X, you know, him being Malcolm Little and all the things that he was involved in at that time. And then when he met God, you know, the creator, he became his purpose. Like he truly became like Malcolm X, and he truly started walking and living in Christ, you know, in God's, you know, grace and his power and his mercy, and it shined through him. And then I think about like I just want to be inclusive, like even people that I've met who did time, you know, like in prison, and to see where they are now, like with their walk, it's like they can't even like fathom or understand who they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's like totally disconnected from where they were before. The only figure that can ever do that and transform someone, one like that, is God.
You know, I want to piggyback on something. You know, just think about what you're struggling with right now. You know, like what's on your mind right at the show. Yes, we're on the show, but there's something on each one of us, our minds. Mm-hmm. You know, that we want to do, and that's bothering us, you know. But you have to, when you have that kingdom mindset, you know everything's is going to be taken care of. In the next 6 months from now, that's not going to be an issue. That's not going to be a problem for you. Mm-hmm. So whenever there is a problem that comes your way, you have to look at it as, okay, in the next 6 months, this is going to be a big deal. You know, the person who spilled milk, you know, over, right. I don't know, at Starbucks all over you. And is it going to matter in the next 6 months? No. So why are we focusing our time and our energy and our attention on this one moment that is like consuming us? But God's like, whoa, it's already worked out. Right. Go ahead and walk in it, because I already gave you the power, because I created you in my image. All right.
I love that. I absolutely love that. I wrote a thought down, and I started practicing this the 24th of May. I said, I'm going to work hard at living like a son and of God, and associating with my brothers and sisters of Christ who are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and not so hard as living like a Christian and all the false assumptions associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if I concentrated on just that citizenship and not the false accolades that others will try to kind of juxtapose themselves or those accolades upon me as telling me how a Christian should act or how we should behave. Or you'll get so caught up in what the assumptions are, you'll miss the opportunity to be God conscious instead of sin conscious. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that makes perfect sense, you know, when it comes down to that. I remember a time when I was little and I was like, you know what, let me try not to sin at all, you know. And when I said that, everything became heightened. So it's like even my thoughts. So I'm like, I think I'm about six at the time. I'm not gonna sin at all because sin is bad, right? So with that mindset, I am walking robotically through life.
Yeah,
for sure. You know, and I'm like, okay. And then when I make a mistake, I beat myself up.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, I have to be this certain type of way. I have to fit in this mold. But like, no, that's not. It's possible, but it's also impossible. It's a paradox.
You have to tip-toe.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah, it's like you're not benefiting anybody. No. You know, when you do that, because right now you're taking away from one from yourself, you know, and you're putting yourself in a box, and that's not how God wanted us to live robotically. You know, I have to do this or I'm going to hell.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important for people to find God on their own, you know, and find the kingdom on their own versus it being passed to them or pushed on them. Because when you find it on your own, you find it at the right time and the right place. And therefore, you know, you're more open to understanding and truly like basking in God and his glory. You know, example, I know quite a few PKs, like preacher kids, and they had like religion and Christianity shoved down their throats, you know, from the time that they were born up until, you know, they were able to get out of the house. And then they start to, you know, rebel and, you know, then try to find something that works for them. And eventually, of course, they come back to, you know, the creator. But I think truly getting to know and understand something for what it is based on your experience versus you asking someone like, okay, why, you know, why should I go to church? Or like, you know, why, you know, should I believe in God? And then you're given the answer because I said so. Like, you know, that's not really like explanatory. That's why I think it's important to truly like understand and develop that relationship with God for yourself. Not based on the preconceived conceptions or, as you mentioned, you know, the assumptions that other people have about what you need to be and how you should be like and the kind of relationship that you should have. Because then at that point, I think it becomes inauthentic. And as KJ said, you go through things robotically. I'm doing this because I was told what to be versus I'm doing this because I know that it is right because I have a connection to the creator. It's not based on, you know, punishment. It's not based on if I do this, then I'm going to face this or that, you know, trials, tribulation. It's I am perfectly walking in this because I have that aligned connection with God. I found him for myself. Therefore, we have a deep, meaningful relationship. Mm. Not forced on me.
You know, that and we, this is, boy, we could have some cake and ice cream on this one. And what you're saying is absolute, it is. However, when we're living, when we are not existing, but living like citizens of the kingdom, people will know and they'll come and ask us, hey, bro, you changed. I see you living like this. And how did you get there? So, yes, we want them to have that rediscovery, but secondly, we kind of want to be that light, because if not, they'll have a lot of ifs, for lack of a better word, a lot of pseudo kingdoms and pseudo whatever, and not getting the gist of what it really means to be a citizen. It's not what you think it is. It's not, I kid you not, when you literally repent or change your mind and start to live this thing out, your life, oh dear God, it's so much so that people will almost think you're bragging or almost think you're boasting, but you're telling them, no, I'm literally following these principles, bruh, with the intention of seeing what they do in my life. So if one person will take heed, that's wonderful. And if you don't, that's okay. But you're right. When you really rediscover for yourself, that's yours. That relationship is yours. That's mine. You know what I mean? So yeah. I get it. Absolutely.
It's like getting past that surface. Like, you don't want to surface with anyone.
Come on.
Thing.
Come on.
You would never reach the full pinnacle.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I love this right here. Okay. So, if you are listening and engaging for the very first time, thank you. KJ Niles and myself, we are honored that you're here. If you would like to take part in this discussion, you can call 323-203-0815. Again, that number, 323-203-0815. Hey, I showed up Monday, man. I showed up. It was 7:30-ish. But I did it. And it was a commitment. And you're saying, but you said you were going to do it. Guys, sometimes I get in my head and I get in my own way until you realize that one word, man, you know how that one word can just kind of set your day. So forgive me. I apologize last week. I showed up this week. You too can join me on Talk to Tanji 7:30-ish on Facebook Live. And we got some authors over at Cad Kenna Publishing. They're about to get their books published, and I am so excited for you. Cad Kenna Publishing is all things helping you birth that idea. Come on, guys, you owe it to yourself. You'll see, stay tuned, the latter part of the show, you'll see someone that just did it. And I'm telling you, if there is an idea that you need to get out, we've got a wonderful copy editor that can help you get there, can help you get that out that you're needing to get out in the marketplace. It's Cad Kenna Publishing. Their phone number is 470-534-2216. Again, that number, 470-534-2216. Or you can reach him by way of email at BellaD@CadKennaPublishing.com. That's Bella D as in doll at CadKennaPublishing.com. And that is everything that I have to say on that. Oh, my book. Hey.
There we go.
This is really, I don't even want to go there, but I'm still getting calls from people that are saying, wow. So I do sessions now to kind of journal through this book. I may not know all of your answers. I kid you not. However, I do know someone that does and can help us get through that menagerie of moving out of your way, moving from there to here. So that's Journaling with Dr. Tanji, Deciding to Move Forward. It's on Amazon right now and soon to be in other bookstores. All right, I'm going to be quiet, and I want to hear what's going on in the world, man.
Yep. So worldviews, everybody. Great news in California. We're reopened officially yesterday. So we can come and go as we please. There's a lot of changes that are happening with the whole COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of states are opening up. It's the first time since we've started that all 50 states are like record lows of COVID-19 cases because everybody's getting vaccinated, and a lot of businesses and a lot of different amusement parks are opening up. So we have more time to go outside, and luckily right on time for the summer. You know, so everybody, make sure you got your summer bodies ready, or if you want to let it loose, let it loose. Go ahead and do you. What? Hey, but with California opening, the European Union adds the U.S. To its safe travel list, so you're able to travel back and forth between Europe and the U.S. For your summer vacation. So that's super cool. Go ahead and see the Eiffel Tower. I know some pigeons over there. If you guys see my Instagram, if you want to check that out, the pigeon video I got. Super dope. Paris, super cool. England's beautiful. European countries are just phenomenal. I advise you guys to go check it out and get out. You know, we have this time now. Go ahead and live, you know. You know, every month we highlight historical moments on our show. And actually yesterday, Juneteenth, which is June 19th on this Saturday, has become a federal holiday. The bill was issued yesterday by the Senate. So let's give it up for that. Woo woot. And also we want to highlight Rudy Bridges, who is now 66. She was the first African American to go to an all-white school, which paved the way for interracial schools today. You know, it's incredible to see, because she went through a time where there were segregated schools, and now she's able to witness her kids and her grandkids go to school that are filled with white, black, Hispanic, blue, purple, just whatever the spectrum is, you know, where she's able just to see that one moment shifted an entire nation. So that is beyond incredible. Zendaya, the incredible up and coming, she's a superstar. What am I saying? Up and coming, the incredible superstar. Zendaya, who starred in Malcolm and Marie with David Washington. This is what I find so incredible. You know, you're building a legacy. She made sure that the crew of her film, Malcolm and Marie, were given shares, a 1% share in the film. Mm. All right. Now the movie grossed about $30 million, give or take. And that means each crew member received at least $300,000 plus, at least. Wow. Just think about that, at least $300,000 plus, whatever the plus means. But dollars in which they can take down for their legacy, you know? So whenever that movie is sold again, they receive shares, you know? So they sold it to Netflix. They got about $30 million from the movie. I recommend you guys watch it. Incredible film. And it's just amazing to see people use their resources not only for themselves but for everybody around them. You know, speaking of that, you have to take a look at Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Jeff Bezos, is giving away $2.7 billion to charity. We'll say it again: $2.7 billion to charity.
That's amazing, man.
Can I hold a 20? Just putting that out there. But you know, she's getting a divorce with Jeff Bezos, but that money she's receiving, she's giving that away. You know, wow. It's like, you know what? It's better for me to just give this money away than to keep it. You know, that's an incredible mindset. I don't know, me and Tanya talked about this. When you receive money, mm-hmm. you can tell when you have a rich mindset versus a poor mindset, you know?
Absolutely.
And that art of giving unselfishly, that speaks of the volumes from her, you know. So yeah, there it is. That's happening in the world. That's the world views. Gotta be back, guys.
So glad to have you back, man. Glad to have you back. Everything you were saying was just spot on, seriously. And I really love the fact that you're absolutely right about the two ladies, Mackenzie Scott and Zendaya, to have that spirit of leadership. That's not a leadership spirit that does that. That's the spirit. The spirit is always conducive to better a person or persons, not just yourself. Leaders, yes, they get the job done, but I'd rather be with someone who embodies the spirit of leadership, because I know that that person has all bases covered. So thank you so, so much, good man. And before we introduce our guest, please don't forget that Talk to Tanji is available on Mondays at 7:30-ish, our way to just kind of check in. And we've got past YouTube series that are being uploaded on Fridays at 6 p.m. This Friday, guys, really, we've got Jonathan McReynolds. That was so much fun to do that interview. And Raquel Palmer. She's the woman who lives from the inside out, placed a billboard, got, Mr. Tyler Perry's attention. And now she's doing exactly what she wanted to do. So her faith was not just in the work that she wanted to see, but she did have some faith in herself. And God, of course, that goes without saying, but you gotta, it's okay for us to have faith in ourselves. It doesn't mean that we're pompous. It just means that we're ready to show up for the task at hand, right? Mm-hmm. Now, and Katkina, thank you so very much for taking good care of us, for sponsoring us this month. If you have an idea that you're being birthed, that needs to be birthed out of you, give them a call at 470-534-2216. We've got a couple of authors that came aboard, and I'm so excited for them to get that message of hope and love out. Now, I'm going to turn it over to KJ, because the way he introduced this gentle spirit to me the other day, I said, wow, that looks like a transformation that took place. It's wonderful when you can meet people and they make you a better person. They don't just give you a feel good, but they instill in you that, you know what? All right, let me roll up my sleeves and become the work. So KJ, in your own words, would you tell everyone that's listening to the Dr. Tanji Show and that's engaging, what's going on with this guest that's coming up?
You know what? I met him. Well, we both met him this past Thursday as we were filming for you, Dr. Tanji. He was a videographer of a promotion that we're about to release pretty soon. You know, I stayed outside to talk to him for a few minutes, and just hearing his story, how he dropped everything to fully invest in himself toward his passion, I find just incredible. That took immense, you know, courage to just leave everything and just go towards something that is pounding in your chest, that keeps you awake, you know, long hours. And you can say, you know what, I'm having fun doing this. No, don't worry about me, I'm having fun, you know. And I just like to present to you guys Mr. Skylar Alexander Blackman, aka the 909 guy. Film guy, there he is.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, you know we're excited to have you here, right? we asked that proverbial question, how did you get here? Man, I can only imagine, you know, the story that you are going to just share with not only us, but anyone who really believes in themselves and believe in that gift and that talent and skill set. So, Mr. Skylar Blackman, how did you get here?
So, man, long journey, kind of, a little bit. I've always been into, like, film and everything. And, you know, I was working, you know, 9 to 5 during, like, the whole pandemic. And so it's just something I wasn't happy with. And I've always been into, like, cameras and into media. Like, that's always been, like, a passion of mine. So I, you know, I just never went, like, 100% with it, to be honest. And then I said, you know what? If I love to do something, I got to do it. So the pandemic came up. They lowered my hours. And then I didn't have, I was just like, man, this is crazy how, like, somebody has so much control over what you do. So it was no way I was going to make a living staying there, like, at all. And I wasn't happy. So I said, you know what? This ain't what life is. You got to do something that you're, like, excited about. And I was like, you know, it was just weird. So I ended up purchasing a camera. I did a shoot for someone to help them out. And I loved it. I loved being behind the camera. I end up doing so good. They were like, man, you got a good eye. So I was like, you know, and it's crazy. I started off doing this part-time because I was at work and I was doing it. So I was doing everything for free and I kept practicing with a few of my friends. So I was like, you know what? I did a lot of free shoots. And then I finally got the question, like, again, somebody's like, you have a good eye. Like, you're good at what you do. Like, you know, and then I had the question of how much do you charge? So I said, So I said, you know, they valued me to the point where they said, how much did I charge? So I got some insight on people, how much they charge for videos and stuff. I was like, well, I'm starting out. So I started charging for projects. I literally was picking up every little project there was because somebody seen a work I did and they referred. It got to the point where I was at work And it was just shocking. Like, I kept getting, like, I built this Instagram, and I was like, and a quick story with the 909s, I came up with the 909. So I stay in the Inland Empire. There's not a lot of videographer and photographers out here. Everything's like in Los Angeles. So I say, you know what? Our area code's the 909. So I was like, I'm going to run the 909. I'm going to run the 9. I'm gonna try to take over the 9. So
I love it.
I called it that. And then honestly, after 3 months of working, like part-time, like literally getting like 10 hours a week, which is crazy, and the pandemic going on, I've never picked up so much work during the pandemic. My boss looked at me and said, I think this is what you need to do. You need to go do it. And the crazy part is my boss at the time, he's in major film productions in like Hollywood and everything. So he literally understood. And then I went, I took a leap of faith and I said, I don't know where this money or where things gonna come from. But my dad also told me, he said, because you're gifted and you're ambitious about what you're doing, the money will come. Mm-hmm. He said, because it will come. And I have shot from the pandemic to now, and I mean 24/7. Like, I was doing 3-4 shoots a day. Like, I would arrange times where, hey, could you shoot at 8? And this person could shoot at 12. This person could shoot at 2. And I shoot the last one at 8 o'clock. Nobody was doing that because everybody would take one gig and say, I'm booked. Because they don't want to do the work. And I was editing videos that night and sending them out to clients so fast. They were like, whoa. They was like, I have never got this stuff back so fast. And it looks so good. And I literally started getting a method and a rhythm. And then I literally was like shocked about how booked I was getting. I was getting weddings. I did. And the thing with me, I didn't limit to myself as a one shooter, one guy. I shoot weddings, nail salons, pictures. Wow. Businesses, sports photography is what really blew me up. I start shooting all this stuff and I was just versatile. So everybody could pull me. So to this day, artists, music videos. So to this day, I was able to get pulled. And it's honestly, like I said, it was a blessing. And then I was able to get equipment that it's like never, I mean, I'm not going to lie, in a long time, I never think I'll have because of the price. And wow. I was able to purchase all these things. People would look out for me, reach out to me. And then I would, like, honestly shoot, like, man, people want me to travel with them. It was just, like, I still can't kind of explain it, to be honest. It was days I woke up and was like, man, this is probably my last gig. And I was like, I wonder how they're going to come. And then I checked my phone and said, hey, are you booked? Are you booked for this date? And it would keep going. Like, I was just man. So I think it was more of the ambitious, and I never looked at it as work. Like, when I got booked for Vegas, you know, they paid me this amount, but I looked at it like somebody's like, oh man, you got to drive. I looked at it as I'd rather drive than stand in that place for 8 hours doing what I don't want to do. I'd rather go drive and do something I want to do. So,
I'm
still trying to figure out what's going on because, like, you know, I got to touch some people's hands that I'm just like, wow, I don't even know who this person is. And then it's like, they're still interested in me. And then it's just like, I'm still growing. And I tell people, I've been doing this probably only a year and like a month. And and this is what took off for me. And I haven't, like I said, clocked in or talked to anybody. And everybody's been happy with what I've been doing. And it's just, like I said, I still speechless about what leap of faith I did. And it was just like, it's huge. Because I know a lot of people won't do it with their dreams. They won't. They're good. They're talented. But it's just the fear of being uncomfortable. Yeah. And the thing is, people like to be comfortable. And if you take someone out their comfort zone, they don't know what to do. They'll freak out. But I took myself out of my comfort zone. And I tell people, I have responsibilities. I have a family. I have nice cars. I have stuff. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, I don't know.
I said, hey. You are an example of what this show is about. You really are a prime example of the show because you represent a degree of thinking that's catapulted into your living. So you are what we call an example of the citizen of the kingdom. And what I love about that, and I need the people to hear me on this, don't stone me just yet. Even if you don't believe, the principles still work. they still work. We just get the benefits because we believe, and then we just show up. It's not like we're having to work for anything. The work that we do is really honing in on our crafts, making certain that we get, you know, plenty of sleep, and we're advertising. We're doing those things that we're doing in the marketplace, but you really are, man, your story, it sells like a who's who on how to live. So thank you for that.
Definitely.
I have a question. Sure. You know, you talk about fear. You know, I want to know, was it how you were raised growing up that kind of like instilled in you not to fear, or was it like, you know what, I'm just going to do it?
Yes, the fear of having somebody have control over how you provide in your life, like in general, like your happiness. I was fearful. Like, I'm fearful to ever go back and work for someone. And when I tell people, you always work for someone in a way, but in a work for someone in a way where you're not, it has nothing to do with your ability or craft, because I tell people it's only one you. So the thing is, your value is so high about what you do. It's like, I need someone to value me. And at that job, I was just a number.
Yeah.
They'll place me tomorrow. And it was just like, you know, they'll fire me or they'll do whatever they want. But what I do now, I'm like, no one can have control the way I have control, because I have the media, I have the knowledge, I have the skills, and I'm in control. I feel like I have never been in this much control over my life. Like, honestly, I have never felt like this at all. Like,
how does it feel to be in the driver's seat?
Man, I feel like I am in control. Like, it's like scary. Like, I can say yes, no, maybe I should do this, or, you know, I can go this route. Like, I have so many avenues. Like, I'm in like a lot of control, and I'm just like, this is amazing. Like, once you do something you're good at, it's, and then I tell people, it's honestly, and it's the consistency of how I did it. A lot, like, I have, you know, received questions in my Instagram and stuff like, how'd you do this? Or some people say, what camera do you use? What are you using? Like, how are you moving the way you move? Some people honestly thought I had a whole production team editing these videos and editing these pictures. They said, it's only you. I was like, yes. They're like, what? How do you do? You know, people are confused. And I tell them, I have fear help me, because every time I laid my head, I was like, I got to edit this video. I got to make sure people know I'm out here. I would never go to sleep. Like, I sleep, but honestly, I haven't slept like in like a year. Like, I've been on a different pace. Like, and I mean, I'm having fun. I haven't once said this is too much work. I'm still in the beginning phase, so I don't know if that's what it is, but I'm like, I want to keep creating.
Doing you, man.
I want to keep creating. I invest in myself. I took, like, you know what's crazy? A quick little story. I had to buy something that I know that benefited me with this lens. The lens was probably like $3,000. So I really had it, and I didn't. So I spent it and said, oh, man. I said, I hope this comes back. 2 days later, I get booked for 2 weddings.
Oh, come on. So, guys, I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. Everything that you said, Skylar, is what Niles put in his PSA video about the kingdom. The kingdom, that government gives you control over your life, over your circumstances. Yes, we submit our will to our king, but we still do what we know that we're passionate about doing. We still live, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I have a quick question. Was there ever that inkling, you know, within you, or that feeling when you were sitting in that 9-to-5 at the, I've been there, where there was something in you that just kept on telling you, like, I'm meant for something else. Like, there is something else out there that God has put in me that I haven't discovered yet, but this ain't it.
Yes, I told myself, and I used to tell people and my friends, we talk about it. I said, there's no way I was built to just come in this job and just that's it. Like, I said, there's something else. There's no way. This is not living. This is not living, having to have permission to do things. And I was like, this is not living. And it was just crazy of the people that was surrounded with me. My buddy, he's like my second shooter that was working in there with me. It's crazy. He loves film too and photos, and we do weddings together. And then the guy, like my manager, dealt with clients like Lamar Odom and them. Like it was crazy who I was surrounded by. And just right now, wow. He's not there either. The manager, he's not there. We all left like at the same time. It was so like weird. And I thought,
oh my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, every day. I felt like that every time I was in there. I was like, I don't belong in here. So, and you know what? It's been happening consistently through the pandemic, because here's the thing. I tell people, I haven't really kept a job in over a year and a half at all. I used to work at warehouses, and I used to walk in the warehouse and the same day walk out and say, I am not supposed to be here. And I used to tell myself, I've worked like 9 or 10 jobs, and that's how much I used to go through jobs, because I didn't feel I should be there. And I felt like I was meant for a greater purpose, and I was meant to enjoy life and do things I wanted to do. And I always noticed for the last 10, 11 years, I've been around a camera regardless, like somebody's been around me. So, and now I'm just like, you know, and you know what? I'm every day, I'm still on a roller coaster. Like, man, what's next?
Yeah. This is so beautiful, that. Man. You have no earthly idea how, wow, excited I am to be in your presence. You, and I can attest to this, you were so incredible. I felt like a little kid, right? And I was going to school, and my teacher not only knew what I needed, but provided those tools necessary for me to get that project done. So I'm really excited about the release of that trailer. I don't know when it's coming, but KJ, you're going to tell me, right? You're going to tell me when that's coming. But Skylar, how can others benefit who you are and what you do so beautifully in the marketplace? How can they stay in touch with you?
I'll say the best way, my Instagram, I reach out and I'll help people out. Like I said, I get people that ask questions, and you know, I'm not too like, oh man. A lot of people don't like to share knowledge. You know, they're scared somebody will like take their place or something like that. I always tell people I do share knowledge, but my biggest thing I do tell people is you don't have my eyes. That's the biggest thing. Nobody's going to be able to duplicate. Like I have friends that bought some stuff that's similar, and they're just like, doesn't look like yours. And then they're like, you know, and then I tell them the thing is everybody has their own eyes. Everybody have their own passion about what they do. So I'll say and my biggest thing is, that leap of faith, it is scary in the beginning, but if you're very confident about what you can do and you want to show the world, you will consistently see no excuses. And because excuses, I learned nobody cares at the end of the day. You just, and as long as you do that, you'll hold yourself back. And that's what I did. I literally used to have people tell me, because that's who they are, and not to put them down, but they're still back. They's like, you should like slow down and get some rest. And that's what you would do. That's not what I would do. that's literally high.
That in and itself, man, I love it. Slow down and get some rest. How many times have we heard that? Yeah. Man, this has been an amazing show. This has been one of my best. I say that because to literally be in the same space, not only with two gentlemen that are living this kingdom thing every day, but to meet someone who just, man, you embody it. Please know that you literally are what I study every day and what I read every day. Thank you so, so very much for doing what you do. Thank you for getting up and rising to the occasion every single day, no matter what. And for you to do something that you really love and you don't charge for it, oh my gosh, that's how you know that you're right where you're supposed to be. Sure. So I'll say this in closing, God's original plan for man, to establish a family of spirit sons, not servants, to establish a kingdom, not a religious organization, to establish a kingdom of kings, not subjects, to establish a commonwealth of citizens, not religious members, to establish a relationship with man, not a religion, to extend his heavenly government to earth and to influence earth from heaven through us. Keep smiling, keep loving people right where they are. Guys, I believe we're onto something good, and it gets, as my cousin used to say from Alabama, gooder and gooder. Thank you, Mrs. Blackman, for hanging out with us. Niles, thank you for doing what you do, and you do it so well. KJ, welcome back. Let's go and do what we said we were going to do 3 years ago when we started this thing. We love you so very much. Thank you for joining. I'm your friend, Dr. Tanji. Don't forget to check me out on Monday. I'll be there. Hey, early. How about that? Until next time. Bye. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye.